My name is Alan from Puebla, Mexico, and my question is, why when you eat mints, it makes your mouth and your throat feel cold? What is the chemical reaction behind it?
Please do tell, Sarah.
Such a very good question. So the reason is that mints contain something called menthol, and I actually have some mints with me here. So basically what happens is that mints contain, so the menthol and the mints hits a cold receptor that we have in our mouth. So obviously this receptor would normally be sensitive to temperature.
When you say cold receptor, mm-hmm. What's that?
It's a protein, so a unit in our mouth. It's actually in the membrane. It's like a channel. And so what happens is sodium and calcium ions can go between it and affect, this affects
our
nerves.
So it's on nerve cells in your mouth?
Yes, it affects nerve cells and then sends signals to our brain.
Right.
So basically we eat menthol and this attaches to this receptor and this sends a signal to our brain tricking us, making us think that our mouth is cold, whereas in fact it's
right.
Just the menthol.
So you've got cold sensing nerve fibres in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite, of course, must be the chilli reaction, isn't it? Because I love curry. And I'm very fond of the burn you get with a chili, and that's where things feel artificially a lot hotter.
So yeah, that's actually working by a very similar process. We have a different receptor, which is actually very similar to the mint one. And there's actually a chemical in chilies called capsaicin. And so what happens is, again, that compound hits that receptor, fooling your brain into thinking your mouth is on fire.
it certainly does. Yeah.
Yeah. And so in a way, we were curious as to whether the two could cancel each other out, because often, you know, you have mint yogurt when you have curry, for example, to try and cool them down. So I actually did some research into this.
Can we do the experiment? Because I noticed you have brought some apparatus with you, which is a bag of menthol mints, and you've also got, what on earth is that? Is that a bag of chilies?
Yes, so that's right.
Okay, I volunteer Philippe. No, I'm just kidding. We should all do it. In the interest of you know, having a good number of research participants, we should all have a go, shouldn't we?
I'd just like to say, in the interest of science, this would be a bad decision, just saying.
So what's the experiment? We're going to try...
So they did some... They've done research in humans, with, for example, mice, to see if they counteract each other. Because obviously this is an illusion that's happening in your mouth. It's tricking your brain. But they did they put these chemicals in the rat's milk and to see if they would have less or more if they had...
So a mixture of menthol plus chili to see if the hot effect makes the cold effect go away.
Yeah.
And
actually it seems that it does.
Shall we find
out? So we're going to see if it works in us as well.
Right, okay. Did you know that you guys, when you came in, you were going to be doing this, going to eat? She's got a bag of raw chilies here.
So I'm
going to... like chili, Andrew?
Yeah.
Not raw chili. I think I might just hide at this point. Am I allowed to hide?
There's chunks of whole chili coming
with the seeds as well, which I think are particularly bad, aren't
they? Have I got to do this as well?
if you want to. And then we've got some mints as well that we can pass around.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. Here comes the mints. They may be necessary.
We have actually got giant chunks as well.
Do we have to eat all of this?
I'm not enforcing the entire
Sarah, this is
truck.
A lot of chilli. Okay, this is a massive...
We may not be able to speak for the remaining half an hour.
So the way it's been proven in this paper, we should, you know, be very scientific. So we have to have the mint first because it's been proven that it reduces the cooling effect.
I'm eating the mint.
So we have the mint first.
Hang on a second. There's no control sample here.
Are you offering to be the control?
No, I'm not.
That's observational trial, Andrew. Okay, just eat your mint. Behave. Right. Okay, we've all chewed the mint.
We should all be noticing our mouth is feeling slightly colder because of the menthol.
Yeah. It tastes nice. These are quite nice. I might get some more of
these. Yeah, they're the best for you guys, you know. Mm.
Not good for your teeth, though. It's pure sugar, I think.
So now, if we have the chili, having as much as you...
This is huge. Am I going to eat all of that?
Well, that's extremely hot.
I mean, I eat very hot curry.
Oh, wow.
I eat very hot curry, but I've just eaten the whole thing, and that is quite hot.
It's much hotter than I thought it would be.
We
can see that actually it has reduced the coolness, maybe slightly overpowered the coolness.
I think that's just everyone losing consciousness. Okay. I think we can say it doesn't work on the basis of my personal...
It's
not working. My mouth is burning.
No, but what it's meant to do is it's meant to reduce the cold effect. It doesn't mean that it's going to get...
I did say we didn't have a control sample. We don't know whether it works or not.